is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here as we launch into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We just had, at the very end of the second hour, Dave call in from Montana. And he was sharing some concerns that he has about transhumanism, the idea of bringing people together with computers, augmenting the human body with technology. Obviously, we do this to some extent already. I mean, my dad has a pacemaker, for instance, which is some level of augmenting one's body with computer technology. So we take that to the next level, and you get nanotechnology, which some are saying could result in having these little guys swimming around your body that could, in theory, repair damage or augment your system in some way.
But I don't think that that's what people mean when they say transhumanism.
That's a step. No, no, it's a whole process, right? So that's a step on this kind of long-running treadmill, or not, or whatever you want to call it. This long-running path towards getting to essentially a robot body. I mean, that would be...
That's what people mean when they say transhuman.
That's the end game. Okay, so there are steps that you go through on the way to get to that point of augmenting yourself with technology, essentially being a cyborg on the process of getting to... a true robot body, or downloading one's consciousness onto the internet, or something like that. Where the exact end game is really hard to predict, but those are a couple of options that some, I think, have put out there as an idea. So are you saying, Daryl, that you're okay with the idea of nanotechnology and having little swimmers in your body fixing things that go wrong?
I've heard so many different things about nanotechnology, I don't really know what it is. So I can't really form an opinion about something that I don't fully understand. And when I say fully understand, like, I comprehend what transhumanism is.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense to me from a logical perspective, but I comprehend what it is.
So
nanotechnology, because there's so many different definitions and whatnot, I can't comprehend what people mean when they say it, so I can't form an opinion on the nanotechnology stuff.
I can't say I'm an expert, Daryl. I certainly have not done any more than
but the
level.
Whole I want to become a robot thing just makes absolutely no logical sense.
Well, I don't know
but
about
I comprehend
that.
What people mean when they want to do it. If
Why
you want to become
sense?
A robot, go ahead. But don't like say this is what every human must do.
Did I say that every human must
you
do something?
You haven't, but some people have said that.
Okay, well, I don't know who those people are, but I think that as an individual, there are some attractive things about augmenting oneself with technology. If that means going all the way to truly becoming a robot, that's an interesting possibility to me. I can't say I'm necessarily 100% on board with it, but I also like the idea of not having to spend a whole lot of time in the bathroom. I mean, humans spend a whole lot of time sitting on the porcelain throne.
Okay, but
and taking
Ian,
care of these very fragile bodies.
Imagine being alive forever. That's what you're wanting. With
well,
the whole, I want to just keep uploading myself to the internet and then download myself into a robot body.
That's not necessarily something that would have to be true. If you wanted to end your life, you could just take your own life. Presumably, it wouldn't necessarily be that you'd have to live forever. Like, you could get bored, right?
Right.
Like
I'm just saying, like,
you're like, all right, I've seen enough of this. I'm done.
No,
you could pull the plug.
Think about it and, you know, like, staying alive forever. Yeah, it's going to be a very boring thing after about a million years. And then
no,
there's going to be
for sure.
So many people that are, or I don't even know if they're going to be people, but
sure.
They're going to be entities, and they're all going to be floating around on the internet. And there's only so much internet porn that you can watch, Ian.
Oh, it'll be so funny if somebody plays this episode back in another 100 years, and we'll see how wrong you are, Daryl, because I don't know, to be able to predict what things will be like even out 100 years is pretty hard, let alone
I'm not predicting what they're going to be like. I'm just
You're saying it'll be boring. You said it'll be boring. Maybe it won't be. Maybe it'll be immensely interesting.
If you've
because
lived for so long.
Yeah.
Because in a lot of ways, you're still going to be, you know, in like the late 1990s, early 2000s sort of mindset.
The only reason you'd want to live that long is if it was interesting.
You're going to be the really grouchy old guy. Get off my lawn!
I don't think so. The only reason you would want to live that long is if it were worth living that long. If it weren't living that long, you'd pull the plug. If it's been 1,000 years, you realize, okay, this isn't getting better. You know, humans are not living in peace and harmony and love, and there's still war, and it's just not getting better. No, pull the plug then. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, some people are going to be living in their own reality, virtual reality.
Some people already do live in their own reality.
Well, it's going to get easier soon with the new technology for virtual reality. We can talk a little bit about that coming up here in a moment. Maybe you want to comment on transhumanism. You're certainly welcome to jump into the discussion. Is there a certain level of this process towards computerization of one's body that is a turnoff? Like, you okay if you're okay with little nanotechnology things moving around in your body fixing you, then are you also okay with the idea of becoming a robot completely? Or is there something in between the two things there that you know, that becomes the turnoff for you? At what point do you say, no, I've got enough computing power in my body, I'm going to go ahead and call it? Let's go to Luke, though. You can bring up anything you want. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Daryl. How are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
About the technology in question that kind of brought up this whole discussion, I'm reminded of, I don't know how familiar you guys are with the series, but I'm reminded of the Assassin's Creed video game series. A lot of people, it gets kind of lost in the glitz and glam of all the killing and whatnot, but the general premise of the game is there's like this monolithic corporation in the future that actually syncs a machine to an individual's body, and then that machine reads memories hidden within that individual's DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And then through those memories, they're actually able to reconstruct their ancestors' environment. And then they explore that environment and find things out about the ancestors. And there's a lot more to it than that, but I think that's kind of interesting because that's almost kind of what the technology you guys were discussing.
Yeah, it's a cool game. I played one of the Assassin's Creed games, and I did enjoy that. So when you first look at the game, you know, if you just look at the preview pics or whatever, it looks like you're just kind of playing this old game where, you know, you're going around in the olden times and assassinating people, but it really does have this kind of larger technological plot line to it, which is very interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, and it does. It does kind of transcend above the whole, you know, being in the old timey thing. And I always thought it was pretty fascinating. I mean, if you could walk around in your great great grandfather's body, you know, be it digitally or physically or however it may manifest itself, would you do it?
Just to experience the olden days, I mean, it would be interesting for a little while at least.
So, I mean, it's kind of fascinating. But then at the same time, too, you know, it's cool because in the series they bring in, you know, the you know, would there be dangers of like a mental collapse where the, you know, the subject loses a grasp on what is and isn't reality and all that. So I mean it's really pretty interesting, but that's my two cents. I just thought it was kind of a cool correlation between the two.
Cool, man. Thanks for sharing that, Luke. Appreciate your call and the thoughts tonight. So, since we're talking about technology, there was a news story earlier this week that I found very interesting. I had not heard about this. Apparently, I'm one of the few people who had not, at least in my circle of friends. Oculus VR. You heard about these guys? Oculus?
I saw something with the name, but I have no clue what it is, who they are, or what they do.
Yeah, that was pretty much me up until this week when Facebook decided they were going to pay $2 billion to buy Oculus VR Incorporated. And that was what put them on my radar. I saw this news being passed around. The response from people was essentially, no! That was Johnson's response from our Free Talk Live Thursday night co-host. He thinks this is terrible news because Facebook is this behemoth company and they're not expecting good things to come from this. But the tech is interesting. We'll talk about their virtual reality set here in a moment. You can take control on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. You talk about transhumanism. If you are against the idea, would love to hear why. Daryl is against it. He says it's illogical. I don't know what about it is illogical. People want to live longer. They see this as a way for them to live longer. It seems pretty logical.
Okay, living longer and living forever, because before you've said it'll allow you to live forever.
It could, in theory, sure.
But then you said if you get bored with it, you can pull the plug.
Why shouldn't you be able to?
That's not the same as this will make you live forever.
Oh, I see what you're saying, that there's some level of inconsistency between those statements, but not
yes,
necessarily.
There's a lot of inconsistency between those statements.
You could live forever until you pull the plug, and then you aren't living anymore.
Then that's not forever.
No, it wouldn't be. You would have changed your mind and decided you did not want to live forever.
Then it's not forever.
And, of course, if the sun explodes or whatever, then you're not going to make it through that either. Right? So how about this? You would live until the sun dies. Although, I guess if you were in a robot body, maybe it wouldn't matter so much to have the sun around. I don't know.
Yeah. Be able to get... Like, you don't need the sun unless you're a solar-powered robot.
Right.
Are you going to be a solar-powered robot, Ian?
I don't know, Darryl.
Are you going to be a wind-generated robot?
I can't say for sure I would want to live forever. I like the idea of living longer. I like the idea of not having 60, 70, 80 years or whatever the standard length of time is for males these days. What it will be by the time we're at that age range, I don't know. Maybe
okay,
it'll be 90.
Let's just say that... becoming a, part human, part robot extends life expectancy from currently it's like, say 70 years.
Yep.
Let's say that it extends that to where the average is 170 years. Based on how humans have changed, adulthood and childhood just from when the average life expectancy was 40, then... adolescence or childhood is going to extend to, say, 50 instead of right now. They're already trying to say you're a child until you're 26 years old
it's
for
crazy.
Insurance purposes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So then childhood's just going to extend.
Then you'll have to be charged for statutory rape at age 48 or something.
Yeah, the amount of years that you work probably won't extend that much longer than what people generally work now. And then you'll just retire at 130.
Well, no, it's hard. I mean, it's hard to say because presumably
you'll work from 50 to 130, and then you retire at 130 and die at 170.
You're presuming that things will continue in the same trend as they are today, and there's
no based on historical evidence.
Yes, but the past performance is no indicator of what will happen in the future.
Not necessarily, but if you're guessing what's going to happen in the future. The only way that you can really do that is to look at previous trends.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, but I don't necessarily agree that that's the way things would go. It's certainly possible that...
That's all I'm saying is that it's possible and very likely.
I don't know how likely it is. It's also possible that the augmentation to your body would mean that you don't grow older beyond a certain point of maturity. So therefore, the body would not necessarily get... brittle and broken, by age 65 or whatever. So you may be in your, you may be able to look like you're in your prime, your late 20s or early 30s for 150 years or for 200 years.
Okay, well, if you're considered a child until you're 50, then...
That's your idea. I did not suggest
that. That's my speculation based on historical evidence.
Well, I would hope that we start going in a different direction where young people are more respected as far as their decisions are concerned. I understand that there are people who would like the idea of preserving childhood all the way through the 20s, which plenty of college students act like children, so there's no doubt that there's a large push for this. But I would rather live in a world in which people are able to take responsibility for their own decisions and be entrepreneurs early on in life. Instead of being stuck in this government school system, they can get out and get into the world and start learning skills and develop the things that they think are important to them. And if we create a society where those ideas are important to the people in that society, then that'll be what's the reality, at least in that part of the world. And I think we're bringing people together here as far as New Hampshire's Free State Project, who actually do share similar ideas of encouraging young people to be more mature sooner rather than later, and that value those ideas. Whether that will end up having a long-term effect, I don't know. Time will tell. Let's talk about your calls and thoughts here coming up. Our toll-free number, 855-453. And then virtual reality is hitting the scene again. Back in the 1990s, there were movies about virtual reality. The Lawnmower Man was one of them. And so there was some level of interest in this back in the early into mid-90s. And it just seemed to kind of fall off the radar. Well, now it's back, and we'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. Also, I want you to imagine being able to spend your bitcoins with a credit card through a completely decentralized non-bank system. You swipe and Bitcoin is removed from your wallet. It makes Bitcoin just as easy to use as money in the meat space world. This technology would be pretty awesome, right? And it would be worth investing in. If you want to help out, you can go check out their Indiegogo campaign. You can actually get one of these credit cards at mybtc.cc. And again, they're not credit cards in that they work on credit. They just look like a credit card. They work on bitcoins. mybtc.cc. As we go to the phones and your calls and thoughts, let's talk to Charles in West Virginia. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Good evening, fellas. How are you?
What's on your mind, Charles?
Thinking about the nanotechnology and stuff, I'd be kind of with it if it had helped my broke back heal, my wore out knees get better and stuff. But knowing man and his nature, how long would it be before we turned it into weapons of war?
Well, yeah, that's absolutely a very scary question, and I think that in order to have this level of human computer, you know, combination that could extend life. Anything that can help life, this level of technology could also be used to destroy it. And I think that your concern is very valid. And I think that hopefully we will see the death of the state, this terrible idea that is used to destroy life all around the world. I hopefully we'll see the end of the state prior to seeing the rise of transhumanism, because otherwise, yeah, I have a real concern that this technology will be used to exterminate people.
Well, every technology that's come along in the last 300 years has evolved to exterminate people.
It's a very legitimate concern, Charles. Any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Nuclear power. We could power the world with the sun and nuclear, but what do we use nuclear for? To frighten each other, frighten the world with.
Yeah, it's true. And, of course, the government actually stands in the way of nuclear power development, at least in this country. Nuclear power plants are stuck in time, basically technologically back in the 1970s. It's almost impossible to build new plants. There have been some amazing developments from what I've read over in Asia with nuclear power devices, making them smaller, making them have no moving parts, making them just incredibly much more efficient. And we don't get to benefit from any of that over here, thanks to government regulation. Thanks, Charles, for your call and thoughts.
Well, it's not only government regulation, but it's the utility industry being so dependent upon government handouts there is no innovation without the government handouts.
Well, part of the handout is the regulation, in that in most areas you don't get to choose from more than one power company, so there's virtually no competition to incentivize innovation. And that hurts everybody, but the power companies see it as a benefit because they get to be lazy. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take it.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever you want here toll free. We've been talking generally for the last half hour of the show, basically, about transhumanism, this idea of combining humanness with robotness, and maybe eventually being more robot than human all the way to becoming total robot things, or maybe the other direction, maybe losing all of our physical wherewithal altogether and going into the machines in the form of consciousness being downloaded to the internet. But who knows what the end game of transhumanism will ultimately end up being. It is certainly something that is under development. A lot of people are very interested in this. There's a wing of Google where Ray Kurzweil, who's kind of this transhumanist guru, so to speak, has been hired by Google to do more research into these areas. Fascinating stuff, whether you're interested in augmenting your body with computer chips and technology and nanomachines and things like that or not. It is going to be something to watch as time goes on. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Coming up, more about virtual reality's comeback, which I'm very pleased about. I was always interested in the 1990s in VR, but it never materialized in any meaningful consumer manner or in any affordable manner. And we'll tell you more about what's on the plate, what's coming very, very soon, apparently. Actually, almost here now. But first, I want to tell you about blockchain.info, because whether or not you decide to augment yourself with technology, technology will certainly be beneficial to you, especially in the form of money. And that's what Bitcoin is all about. It's about taking the power of money and putting it in your hands instead of the hands of bankers and governments around the world. Bitcoin does that. It is a decentralized currency and a financial transaction network that spans the world. There are millions of users, and it's becoming more and more popular over time. Right now, it seems like a good time to buy. It's down like $500 for a Bitcoin. It was around
502 on the average this morning when I did the newscast.
Yeah, I think it was around 500 when we started the show tonight as well. A few days ago, it was in the $650 range, so maybe a good time to buy. Of course, you never know what the future holds. Whatever the future holds for Bitcoin, if you want to get into it, you need to have a wallet. That's step number one. Go to blockchain.info and you can get a free Bitcoin wallet today. Plus, there are really cool tools on the site. And one of those tools allows you to actually send and receive anonymous payments with Bitcoin. So check that out at blockchain.info. Get your Bitcoin wallet right now for free. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert.
How are you guys?
Welcome, sir.
I don't, you know, this whole thing doesn't really sound very comfortable.
You're talking about becoming a robot?
Yeah, you know, with wires and chips and stuff like that. And I think I'd rather do, what do they call this thing? It's called cryogenics.
That's where you would freeze yourself for a period of time and then unfreeze yourself.
I think that that would be a little bit more realistic for me.
Okay. Well, I think I saw a headline about that this week, too, that there's some company that's beginning experiments in that.
I didn't see that, but I missed it. But if I couldn't have any one of those things, you know, to die is really not a bad thing. I mean, I've gone through a near death experience. It wasn't that bad at all. It was almost like a state of unconsciousness. It was very peaceful, you know, and it was very comfortable.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that as well. I'm not afraid of death. It's certainly something that I think people at some point in their lives will come to grips with, that you're probably not going to live forever. You're probably going to die at some point. And all the stories are usually very, very pleasant of those who've had near-death experiences. It's, you know, a very warm sensation, and that you encounter interesting and enlightening things on the journey, so to speak. And so, yeah. But nonetheless, I think as long as life is interesting, it's worth sticking around for.
Absolutely. I mean, I want to live as long as I possibly can, but... You know, if my body gives out, well, then it gives out, you know. You know, maybe I'll come back later on as like a dolphin or something.
That would be interesting. Robert, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. So the company that we talked about briefly that Facebook has now purchased for $2 billion is Oculus VR. And they make what's called the Oculus Rift virtual reality gaming headset. According to the story at businessinsider.com, it is not until you try an Oculus headset that you realize why this new platform for games is obviously worth every penny of the $2 billion price tag. It's one of those rare products where describing it in mere words doesn't come anywhere near to realistically depicting how incredible the experience of wearing one is.
Wait, hold on. This Oculus thing... They're the ones that recently had like a Kickstarter or Indiegogo campaign.
They did have something about that.
Raised a lot of money, and then as soon as their fundraiser thing was over, they wound up selling to Facebook.
I don't know how soon after the fundraiser was over, but yes, that is essentially what has happened with this company. So this guy is pretty blown away by
his
experience.
And the $2 billion was what Facebook paid for the company.
That's correct.
Not what one of these game consoles cost.
Right, no.
Because otherwise, Bill Gates and that other really famous guy that's got a lot of money that I can't think of, they would be the only ones that could afford this thing.
No, I don't know what the actual price tag is going to be when it finally hits the market, but they are doing development kits now, so there have been actually quite a few development kits that have been sent out for this, and I don't also believe that it will be a gaming console. It's my understanding this is essentially will be a gaming accessory. I could be wrong about that, so you know there may end up being an Oculus Rift for Sony PlayStation, there may be another one for Xbox, that kind of thing, or for your home computer. So it seems to me to be something that will be usable on existing games. Like you'd be able to play a game without it, and like a first person shooter kind of game, you could play that without the Oculus Rift, and you could play it with the Oculus Rift and have full immersion in the game. So two-dimensional photos, he says, and videos are a poor substitute as well. It's one of the most completely bizarre, wonderful, unique, laugh-out-loud, holy cow video experiences that I have ever had. I was blown away by this product, when I tried it at CES, the big computer expo in Las Vegas, earlier this year. It's still a prototype, but the new Oculus Crystal Cove prototype features some impressive technical improvements over their last version. Basically, they've gotten rid of the slightly jerky way the landscape moves around as you turn your head, and they've added an increased level of positional tracking so that the game reacts when you lean into or pull away from an object. The result is a level of virtual 3D reality that reacts so naturally to what the user does that you actually get motion sickness when you stop playing because your body has been convinced that it was moving around. Again, this sounds like a mere technicality until you see it for yourself. Lean forward to look at a cockpit dashboard in the game, and the gauges and displays loom toward you with natural clarity, just as they would in real life. It's disconcertingly good. The internal 3D world moves as convincingly as a real one. The context here is that video games bore me. I've owned a PlayStation and a Wii, both of which had long careers as dust collectors in my living room. I'm just not interested in sitting on a sofa for hours at a stretch playing advanced versions of Space Invaders. Yet within seconds of donning the new headset, I knew this was a, non-cliched, game changer, in the sense that it will literally change games forever, once the goggles were in place and they fit over your glasses if you wear them. I was instantly inside the cockpit of a military space fighter, launching into a gloomy, asteroid-filled galaxy of hostile aliens and impossibly vast ships. The game was Eve Valkyrie. But the game itself is actually the least interesting part of the experience. It's the fact that when you look at your feet, you see a pair of feet at the pedals of a beat-up fighter ship. Turn around to look behind you, and you can see the leather cushion on the back of your seat. Check out the ceiling, look out the side windows, whatever you want to do. The level of detail is helped by a high-definition OLED screen display.
So you can only play first-person games with this thing.
Well, I think those will be the most interesting kind of games that you could play with this thing, but I don't know if that's the limitation on the technology. There may be ways to make other games useful in this particular tech, it's just that that's not going to be the killer app.
You know, because if I'm playing a video game, I'm either going to be playing some sort of football game mm-hmm. or a wrestling game. And you can't really do that in first person.
We'll come back with more here in moments. Share your thoughts. Virtual reality, is it here? Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at bitcoingeneralstore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at PrivacyLockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here in these remaining moments. There's just enough time for you and your thoughts. You just dial on in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking kind of technology this hour, to transhumanism all the way to virtual reality. And apparently virtual reality is becoming a reality. I remember back in the 1990s being very interested. I was, of course, a teenager throughout most of the 1990s and very interested in video games. I've always been a gamer. Not so much these days, maybe as much as I might like to.
Oh, you still play video games.
I still do. But I wish I could play more video games rather than have to work. But, you know, responsibilities do call.
I consider somebody a gamer if they play, like, at least an hour of video games a week.
Per week? I would say I probably qualify for that, but there are some weeks where I don't play video games.
There are probably some of the hardcore gamers that are like, no, man, you're not a gamer unless you play like
hour
4 hours a day, man. We've got to go destroy the temple in the World of Warcraft, and that's not easy.
Sometimes I'll binge on a video game and play like a crack addict for hours at a time, and then I'll stop and I won't play for weeks, and then I'll come back to it. So there's no real consistency with me. But I have been a fan of video games for a long time, and VR, virtual reality, has always been kind of this holy grail for gaming that, you know, back in the 1990s was kind of also the beginning of first-person shooters, as they are called, which are games wherein you are the camera perspective is as it is inside you. It is a first-person perspective, and you basically, the goal of the game is to shoot anything that moves for the most part.
Yeah, and my hand-eye coordination is not good enough to do the first-person things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I certainly can't hack it against the teenagers. I mean, if I get in, like, I don't play the multiplayer games anymore because I just get my butt kicked and there's just no point because you're up against 15-year-olds who they do play 4 hours a day, so they whoop your butt.
And that's on a slow day.
Yeah. And so, but, you know, I was always interested in VR. It was always this, fantastic idea that you would be completely immersed, at least your vision would be completely immersed in a game. You look left, the screen looks left, you know, that kind of thing. And there were movies about it and, you know, television shows and things.
Yeah,
like
I remember
that.
There was a thing in one of the shopping malls in Birmingham when I was
like
a teenager.
Demo? Like a demo thing where you could play it or something?
And you could play it.
Did you do it?
And I did. And I thought it was so neat being able to see an arm.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you put this thing on and then, all right, so here's your weapon. And
yep.
Then
would you
like
shoot at somebody else? Was there like another one that someone would get into? I heard about this.
It would be, you know, two people. You'd go pay like $5 or whatever it was to play, and you would play against them, and you would, you know, like press some button to walk forward, but you would see this arm. And it was obviously, you know, a digitally drawn,
very
8-bit sort of horrible graphic. But at the time, you're like, oh, wow, this is so cool.
It still sounds cool.
I lift my arm and I look and I can see an arm.
And who won? Did you win the game or did the guy shoot you?
I don't remember, but I just remember thinking that it was so cool.
Were you holding a controller in your hand and manipulating? So fascinating stuff. And I've never had that opportunity. I never went to Epcot or whatever to where you could do something like that. And so
I really liked Epcot. When I was a kid, Disney was so boring to me, mainly because one of my aunts wanted to keep going on the It's a Small World ride. And that's all I remember about Disney.
Couldn't get enough of that one, huh?
But Epcot, I loved Epcot.
Well, it's much more tech. Epcot's like, cutting edge kind of technology. So it kind of fell off the radar, though. Virtual reality, it seemed to have this spurt of popularity in the 90s for a short period of time. And then I guess people just realized this wasn't going to become real. I mean, it just wasn't being manufactured on any kind of consumer level to be usable and affordable. And the games weren't really there. And it never really came back up until here now, 2014, when Facebook buys this Oculus Rift thing, or the Oculus company. Their product is called the Oculus Rift. The BusinessInsider.com got a chance to try this thing out, and this guy says he's not even a video game fan, but he was blown away by this, about how you can just literally look around in this game, and it was really amazing to him. He says the Crystal Cove version of the Oculus Rift is currently only a prototype that game developers can buy and experiment with. There are about 50,000 development kits for the original headset out there. Neither are available at retail yet, and the number of top-quality games you can play on it is limited, so gamers will have to wait. I left the Oculus booth in Las Vegas completely convinced that it's the future. Oculus makes games like Grand Theft Auto or Call of Duty, played on a TV, look like Pong. There was just one question in my head. Why does this company still exist? It should have been acquired by Microsoft or Sony or Nintendo or EA or Take-Two or any of the other large gaming companies months ago. The firm has taken in about $115 million in funding from investors and backers on Kickstarter as well. Some would imply a valuation in the billions. So they finally did get purchased. Facebook bought them for $2 billion. The deal was announced earlier this week. Many people feel like that'll be the death of the Oculus Rift, because Facebook, gaming development, the two don't really seem to go together. Are they going to be using this for social networking somehow? Who knows what Facebook has in mind for this technology? But I'm sure that Oculus isn't the only company in the game. If Oculus has come this far in developing virtual reality, I bet you there are at least a couple other players. Who knows if Sony or Microsoft have something up their sleeves as well. It seems to me like this being 2014 and we're starting to see realistic. Because the thing within the 90s was they had the headsets. They were a lot bulkier then than they appear to be now.
Yes.
So the tech was a lot bigger, a lot heavier in the 90s. And the games just weren't there. You know, the software wasn't there for it. Like you said, when you were playing, it was like a blocky 8-bit looking arm that was coming out. Now, games are close to photorealistic at this point.
Yes.
I mean, a game can look almost like a photograph these days. So I've always, recent times have been saying to myself, the games are there. The software is there. Why don't we have virtual reality yet? Well, it looks like it's upon us.
And it could be a thing to where Facebook is trying to expand instead of, okay, we're a social network, we're going to be, some sort of computing, I don't want to say empire, but, we want to be a big, giant company within everything involving computers and, electronics.
Well, you do have to change up the game a little bit to stay on top, and otherwise you'll end up falling off the radar. Let's go to Corby. He's in Texas, so I'm excited. VR is here. Of course, it is going to raise the concerns, and they're legitimate concerns that, well, we've already got problems with people that are addicted to massively multiplayer online role-playing games, and they don't leave their house. So this is probably not going to help that situation. But Corby's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Corby.
Hey, Hey, thanks for your letting my call. I don't play games much either because I don't get any work done if I play a lot of games. But I used to play a lot of online poker. But my question is, was one of you two the one that did the ad for mindthings.com?
Nope, that would be Mark, who is not here tonight.
Oh, okay. Have you ever played that game, either of you? Or
honestly, I have not.
I it seemed rather complicated. My question is, what do I do when I log in? I couldn't quite – I didn't read the directions, of course, but –
Well, that would be step number one, is read the directions.
I'm trying to get the speedy version, but anyway.
Yeah, I don't know if, I mean, even if I did know how to play the game, I don't know if a national radio show is an appropriate place for tech support.
Okay, well, you said free time. You can call about anything, so I thought I'd have
you
to
can.
Play
you can call about anything, but preferably it'll
have
be
ever,
an
have
issue.
Have you ever played? That's my question. Have you ever played
right.
the game?
Yeah. No, I have not. It sounds interesting for those who like to mine things, but that's not up my alley.
Okay, I was just curious. Okay.
For video games. So, yeah, but I mean, you can call about anything, but preferably it should be something that other people can relate to or we can make relatable to other people. Obviously, you know, you could call about an issue on the freetalklive.com website, and walking you through fixing the problem wouldn't be very interesting for other listeners. So try to keep that in mind.
I was asking for the... You know, oh, you do this at the whatever, but okay, if you've never played it, then yours, you know as much as I do.
If you go to mindthings.com, there is a button that says start playing. I would start there. Corby, thanks.
That's as far as I got, but thank you.
All right, good luck, Corby, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, so mindthings.
Yeah, I've never played. I actually met the guy that created that game at Liberty Forum a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he lives in Manchester, doesn't he?
I have no clue where he lives.
Okay.
Just somehow there was a conversation, and he was like, oh, yeah, I created that game. And I was like, oh, okay, interesting. Because I had heard a rumor that he created this game to where people would actually wind up mining Bitcoin for him.
I've heard that, too.
And he says it's not true.
Okay. Well, we are out of time, and if you want to look into Mind Things, go to mindthings.com. I'm sure there are instructions on there somewhere. What game does not have instructions? And it sounds like they do have it. I wish I could have been of more help to Corby.
Yeah.
But sorry. See you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Meowbit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. Meowbit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, Meowbit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at weusecoins.com. It's weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.